all knew, because almost every other mass shooting, they've been on Prozac or other serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Their own studies of these drugs, when they were developing them, showed this danger, but they covered it up. Well, there it was in the Associated Press and San Francisco Chronicle. They admit he was in under psychiatric care in a facility. And so right there, it's not a conspiracy. It's two major publications.
Alex, I said on the air when this occurred, this tragedy occurred, that I would not be surprised if this kid was on drugs, and here he was. I want to warn people that there's a link to your website, but there's a graphic there. There's almost like an animation that this kid developed.
There is an animation. Yeah. We've got the animation.
Okay, it is pretty graphic in that it shows you the mind of this kid, and I just want to warn people that if you go to it, you're going to see something you might not like, and it's important that people know that, Alex.
Well, you're absolutely right. On Infowars.com, we just have stills of the graphics. At PrisonPlanet.com, there's a link right there, and it, you know, says, here is the animation, and this has been reported on, attributed to this Jeff Weiss, 16 years old, and George, he fits the exact M.O. In fact, a few weeks ago, I heard that riveting, kept me up late for about 3 hours, that riveting interview you had with the serial killer expert. And I myself am not as great an expert as she is, but I've studied serial killers, but not just your run-of-the-mill lone wolf serial killer, but Hitlers and Stalins and Neros and Nebuchadnezzars, all throughout history, and it's always a death cult. And actually, my newest film just came out. It's Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, and a full third of the almost three-hour video is on the roots of the Nazis, the roots of Skull and Bones, the roots of Bohemian Grove, and these Nazi death cults. And we show how the serial killers, most serial killers, when you really talk to them, they love death, they love the death cult, they love the swastika. Harrison Kleibold at Columbine said that they were going to kill all these people as a birthday present to Adolf Hitler. We have this poor deranged young man up on the Indian reservation at the public school, an admirer of Hitler. We've got his own MSN personal member directory comments on himself here, and it is very dark and also very eloquent what he has to say. And, you know, if he wasn't mind controlled by some agency, and that's probably not the case, as has been confirmed in some other major cases, the LA Times reported that the Unabomber Theodore Kaczynski was in a CIA mind control program from 1958 to 1962, and I mean, that would take hours to go over. Perhaps we should do a program sometime on all the known mind control admitted stuff. But with this case, the culture itself is mind controlling these youth. Some of the rock bands that are out there, this underground goth movement, and I'm not saying all the goth kids are like this, but it's very dark, very dangerous, very powerful. It is growing. It's very popular here in Austin, Texas. He dressed like the trench coat mafia. He behaved like it, and I have several mainstream news articles where he was telling people, I'm going to kill everybody at the school. He was saying, I'm going to do it. Students complained and nothing was done, but meanwhile, we've got a student with no bad record, writes a fiction story about zombies attacking a fictitious school, no real names, and he gets arrested and charged as a terrorist. Or we have valedictorians that bring plastic knives to school to cut up a pie for an after-school party, and they get arrested.
Yeah.
So the question is, why was he in psychiatric care saying he was going to do this? Why did they release him? Why did he threaten people at the school for months before this? That is very, very suspicious, George, but I don't want to go to any conclusions yet, but we are investigating this.
Now, and also, you know, we can't say for sure if the antidepressant Prozac contributed to what he did, because he might have wanted to do this anyway. However, when you look at all the past shootings in schools specifically, most of those kids that committed these crimes and these murders and these killings were on some kind of antidepressant drug. So you have to conclude there's a serious problem here. And then it was reported just a few months ago by the FDA that a lot of these antidepressants could cause suicidal tendencies in young people.
Well, I know you've interviewed a lot of top medical doctors, psychologists, and others. So have I. And I've read the reports. Back when they were approving the first serotonin reuptake inhibitors in the early 80s, and I've done this for 10 years, and that's just since, you know, I started researching it, they knew that it isn't just that you take a pool of people who are having problems, so of course they're the people that are going to act up, don't blame the drugs. No, they've done scores of double-blind studies in Europe and the U.S., even the companies have done it, where you take depressed or angry or psychopathic people, you know, the whole spectrum of mental illnesses, and you put them on these, it makes a lot of people happy, but with a sizable minority, it shifts them, turns off the impulse control, causes major chemical imbalances, and they go into psychopathic rages. Women drowning their children, women cutting their babies' arms off. George, almost, in fact, I tried to look. I haven't seen a mass shooting that isn't gang-related in the last 5 years where they weren't on these drugs.
Exactly. That's the frightening part about all this, Alex. It just seems to be that it pushes them to a limit beyond where they ever would have gone before.
Well, they admit, listen, they're in the same class. Psychotropics are a subdivision or a branch of hallucinogens. And it's just like when you get mesmerized watching television or you're daydreaming, you go into a dream state. People who are on these drugs are permanently in that state. And so most of the time you're having a good trip. But when you have the bad trip or you're combining it with other drugs, and look, folks, this is the scientific evidence. What George is telling you is true. Now the FDA's finally had to weigh in and admit that we're right. But here's the problem. When other drugs come out that make your heart valves fall apart or arthritis medication that makes you have different problems in your arteries, mm-hmm. they shut it down. We have more evidence on these serotonin reuptake inhibitors that they're far worse than these other drugs that are being jerked. The question is, why aren't they being pulled off the market? And now they've passed the New Freedom Initiative, and Illinois, Texas, a bunch of other states are following suit for forced psychological testing of every child in America. There's three bills in the Texas legislature right now, and the drug companies brag that they'll go from 10% of the children on this to 20 to 50%. And when the government's got a captive audience, and this is a national average, it's higher in some states, over two-thirds of foster children are put on an average of four psychotropics. Now, come on, folks. Children, over two-thirds, 60-plus percent, do not need to be put on these drugs, even if they had some benefit. And quite frankly, they don't, because the dangers way outweigh any supposed thing that's going to help them.